Simon, a goalless draw for you. What did you make of it?
Well, I think there were opportunities at both ends of the pitch for both teams to win. I thought nothing in the first half, really. Just said to the players, we have to have a little bit more belief in the players, in themselves, that they can express themselves more, take a little bit more care in that final third to try and take a better option and cause the opposition a few more problems. I think the one thing you're going to get from this group of players is that they're spirited, they're going to work hard, they've got the desire, they've got the hunger. Sometimes they're lacking in quality at this level, but I'll take this all day long, that they'll put the bodies on the line. As you saw, second half, with people going down to coming off injured, we were down to the bare bones in certain positions, but they kept on willing to sort of keep a clean sheet and ultimately try and win the game at the other end. So it could have gone either way, but ultimately we're pleased that we've kept a clean sheet and got a point which hopefully we can keep building on, because there's no easy games in this division, but we've got a good spirit about us that we're determined not to to get beat, if that's possible.
It was really low key first half, wasn't it? Did you need more?
Well, we did, from our perspective, we felt that Cardiff didn't really pose us too many problems first half, but with the home team, we want to impose our game on them. We knew how they were going to play. We pressurised them, and the work off the ball was good. The shape of the team was undisciplined. We're just lacking a little bit of belief and confidence in that final third, where you want somebody to really grasp an opportunity, go past somebody, drop a shoulder, hit the target, make the right decisions, and that will come with sort of maybe a couple more positive results for us, because it's not easy, this division. It's tough, and you've got to remember that the group of players have come through League One with us, and they all know the limitations at times, but they've got to keep believing in themselves a little bit more, because we believe in them, the supporters believed in them, and you look at the back end of the game, it could have still gone either way, but we looked like we were really trying to get that winner for us.
Big plus today, getting Paul Gallagher back.
Yeah, again, getting down to the bare bones again, when you're glad to have him back, because he's got good delivery, and he's going to tire towards the back end, and Hugel started today, and they got DJ sort of going down with cramp towards, you lose your captain, you lose Paul Huntingdon, wasn't fit, Chris Humphreys, unfortunately, he's got a stress fracture now, and he's going to be out for a couple of months. He's had the injury for 2-3 weeks, probably longer actually, but he's been fine with it all, saw a specialist, and the specialist has told him that he needs to rest up for 2 months, which is obviously disappointing for the lad and for us. But we've got to accept these situations, and then the skipper goes off. But it was backs to the walls at times. But also, Cardiff will know that they've been in the game today.
That's football for you, I suppose, these problems that you're getting. But you are getting them in areas where you've not got a great deal of backup, aren't you?
No, it's... Okay. 2 weeks ago, you sign a centre-half from Crystal Palace and goes off after 10 minutes. Paul Huntington isn't a million miles away, just keeps getting sort of one step close to being fit and then just sort of stands still a little bit. So we've got to be very careful that if we push him, he could be out for a few more weeks, so we've got to assess that situation. But it's part and parcel of football. You're not making excuses for injuries, but it is an area where we've been a little bit cursed. But lads who came on, Callum moves across to there and do a full wholehearted job and try and do the best of what we got.
Was that one of his best displays, Callum Woods, for you today, that he operated well as a fullback, and then when he had to go into the centre, he got some terrific blocks in?
Well, he's a manager's player, to be fair. Callum is a bit underrated by certain people, but he gives his all. Good two-footed, will win a challenge, and versatile, and he knows what he needs to do, and if we can again keep him fit on a run of games, we've got a good player on our hands. But we've dug deep. We could have won it late on. They've had opportunities. I think we could have had a penalty. They possibly could have penalty as well. So if you're not going to be able to win a game, you've got to make sure that you pick up a point and draw and try and build off that.
Because of Humphrey, because of McCarthy, have you got to go to the owner again, Simon, before you go to Charlton and say we need more options?
Well, I don't want to keep going and going, because it's not cheap business, this. But when we go to Charlton on Tuesday night, we'll have Doyle back. And this time next week, we'll have Garner back. All obviously players in the top end of the pitch. Defensively, we've got Ben Davies out on loan, who we probably have to recall back now. If we can find another centre-half, if Tom's going to be out any long-term, then we might have to go into the loan market again, if possible. But there isn't too many players out there that are available. But we'll keep doing what we're doing and keep getting the players doing the best that they can for themselves and for the football club. And we'll get a win just round the corner. I'm certain believe that with the players.
Tom just a bit groggy after that collision?
No, well, he's got a knock to his shoulder. So we'll have to probably go for an X-ray over the weekend to see where he is for Tuesday night. So, fingers crossed, it's nothing too severe. But for the captain to come off during a game, he must have been in some pain. So, it's how it is in that position. But we're not going to bleat about it. We'll get on with it, and we go again Monday down to Charlton for a tough game, and then obviously Brighton next week.